Caravan over. Cookie just ducked in this Saturday about almost 5 o'clock, the 12th of January, February 72. Cookie just ducked in this Channel 1 over this Saturday, late afternoon, this 12th of February 72.
Guy, you got your friend. That smells good.
What's that?
Cigar.
Well, it tastes good too, man.
I didn't miss the cook.
Well,
my goodness. And look at them boots, I'm telling you. Well, looky there. Well, I never saw the light.
I'll tell you,
Somebody
fall around in those old
other
ones.
My goodness. Burn, I'm falling around them others. They can't breathe for this rib.
What, don't tell me.
Trip myself up.
What, on them big ones?
Yeah.
You know, I was wondering when you was going to do that.
Yeah.
I was wondering why you didn't get you a pair of soft boots like that where you could wear.
I've had them for years, Cookie. I bought the Easter wear to the cow seals.
Like the rest of the cowboys.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then I got so I never went.
Yeah. And I don't hook up who you need no call for me, because I've got to go to work at 5 o'clock. I've got to hit that clock at 5.
Yes, sir. And I got one of them old hats, too, out there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well?
But it won't stay on.
Oh, me. Now, that's the kind of boots I've been looking for.
This kind?
But I can't get them small enough.
Well, just take what you can get.
I can't keep them on. I'd be like you. I mean, if I get them so big, I'd be falling all over myself.
Well, that's the way I got so. I buy shoes at J.M. Fields. They may be one size, two sizes, too big for me.
But now you got a boot like that. You can't keep it on if it's very much too big.
You can't.
No, sir.
Well, this neck here keeps them on for you. Look at that. Well, that's fair fit.
Yeah.
Better than most of my fits.
See, I wear a 6.5. Mm. And you can't buy a boot like that in 6.5.
Oh, you can't?
No.
So you can ask a boy's boot.
Yeah. And a boy's boot, I mean, I'd look like a devil running out here in a boy's shoe, wouldn't I?
Well, I wear 11. Isn't that awful? I used to wear 9, Cookie.
And you've got the big feet. You've got the big feet.
Yeah. Where are you going?
Going to the hospital.
Well, there are no batteries over there.
I know, but what? Do you want a battery?
Well, that 53 Chevy, I can't keep the battery working.
Okay, I'll bring one in the morning. I'll pick one up as I go through town.
All right.
And I'll bring one in the morning.
It's 6 volt, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Going to the hospital. I thought you quit.
I'm orderly tonight. See, I'm on special duty there.
Oh, you're not going to toss that mop around?
No, No, I ain't going to toss no mop. Ain't no way. No, I didn't hold them. I'd pull special duty for orderlies, but I wouldn't toss no mop.
Yeah. What does the orderly do?
Takes patients in. Then when they bring a wreck in down in the emergency room and they have to admit them and take them up to the floor, well, I do that. Take them up and put them in bed.
Yeah.
If I'm man enough.
Yeah. Well, they have things to work with.
Yeah.
You don't have to pick a whole thing up at one time.
No.
Things settling down? No, they never settle down.
You're getting worse.
Let me tell you, one of Faye's little pupils come out here this morning. She was a child when I just, she could just sit on them horses, Claudia. she got big. This morning she come out here. I didn't recognize her. She had her hair down like this. And seemed like her face was rounded, and she had all that shade and paint on. And the boy she had, he went the other way. And he just ridiculous looking, Cookie. And you know what? Let me tell you. Now, here's that little girl that worked with Faith for several years. And she knows her parents and all. I do, too. And I just didn't have the heart to face this, make yourself at home outside. And she didn't go out there anymore. They just, it looks like they just invite disaster.
Well, just like a couple I met at first. University. They was walking across campus and stopping at and was talking to me. He's long hair, got long hair. She got long hair. And they're from Massachusetts, way up the country. They came down here, just traveling around. Heck, he goes to work at the university Monday morning and she went to work this afternoon. And, but underneath that hair or something, I mean, that they just got the personality.
Yeah.
Underneath that hair, there's something good, I guess, about all of them.
Yeah.
But he seems to be a real nice fella. And she seems to be real nice.
Mark still wearing that pigtail?
I haven't saw Mark in a month.
You haven't seen him? I've seen him since you saw him.
Yeah. And, I was telling them about this place down here, and they're really interested. They talk really, really interested.
Yeah.
I thought I'd bring them out tomorrow in the morning and let them look around, see what they. Heck, they might want to take a holt and do something for a change.
Well, everybody may pretty soon start wearing pigtails, you know. But it looks like if the people want to come out and visit with you. They wouldn't just do something that aggravates people.
That's right.
Well, you don't know. Well, look at him. He looks miserable.
This boy looks miserable. And, but he said, I just want to be what I am. He said, I want to see the world.
Well, the thing of it is, he cuts himself out.
Yeah.
He won't see it.
That's what I told him. I said, you're cutting yourself out on one sense of the word. I said, but it's your life. You live it.
Yeah. Get your Nova? Shiva Nova?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I'll be down here in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
$70 a month.
$76.80.
And that's what the gas was on the other one.
Yeah. What's he wanted?
You keeping up with your boy?
Who?
Franklin.
I can keep up with him.
Yeah. Looks like he'd get enough of that pretty soon, Cookie.
But one of his buddies, side-by-side buddies, you heard on radio and television about that marijuana?
Four of them.
One of them was Frank's buddies.
Getting pretty close.
Frank's like that.
He is.
Oh, it's close home. If they get him, guy, there ain't a thing I can do.
Oh, no. Oh, hey, no.
If he's in it, he's in it.
No, that stuff, they are sharp on that once they catch him.
Yeah. And that boy that Laura was messing with, he skipped the country.
Oh, he got scared.
He got, it was close to home. I told them all the same, all the time. I said, you better watch them. There's something behind it.
Yeah.
I know, everything's straight.
They just took off.
Yeah.
Just like the old days when the grand jury got in session.
Everybody moved out. That's the way that old boy done. He moved out. He pulled a Hank Snow.
Well, if he just stayed there, it'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Well, he can stay for Laura's part. Boy, Laura. Oh, she come in last night just a foaming. She was mad. And she got all over Francis. Lord, she got all over him.
Oh, did she?
Yes, my friend. She said the very idea. You are coming and telling me, and Ronnie coming and telling me that everything was on the street with you fellas. And then I hear it on radio that one of your buddies was picked up in that marijuana raid. She said, don't you even speak to me about another boy. Oh, she just told him, well, I mean, just which way he could go.
Well, now, what's that going to do to all their old friends, you see? They used to go out there to Alvin's church, and they felt at home out there. It's going to be tame now, too tame for them, Cookie.
Yeah.
It's not tame for me.
No, it's going to be.
I like it just the way it is.
Yeah.
But when they go out there, they're going to think there ain't much going on.
Yeah.
Well, what's going to take the place of it?
Beats me. I don't know. I have no idea. Well, I got 18 minutes.
When it comes too easy, I guess.
To hit that clock. It comes hard with me, because I got to work for it.
Yeah.
Now I got to work for it.
Yeah, it's a good thing. Cookie, a fella sort of gets halfway on his feet, and his family figures he's been on his feet all his life, you see. You can be on the treadmill for most of your time. You see, you had a hard time down here ever since you've been here.
I've had a hard time. I get just ready to, I mean, so I think I'm going to step on top of that ladder and be right there, I mean, be fixed. And here they come and kick the whole ladder out from under me.
Your own children?
My own children. Just kick the ladder out from under me and drop me back down. I've got to start all over again.
And I think you can do it. Can't even cuss. It won't do any good,
right? It don't do a bit of good in the world, cuss. So, I don't know. Well, that boy and girl is, they're coming out here in the morning, guy. They want to look at things over, want to see my horses.
Yeah, you show them. I don't want to see them.
I'll show them around. I mean,
yeah.
I told them I would, and,
you just show them.
But I wanted to tell you that I was going to bring them before I brought them. I didn't want to bring them out here in the dark.
I don't, I'm trying to quiet down a little bit, you know. We've had so much going on.
Yeah.
I thought just a little time. And, I've had a break up there at the office now, and going to be able to use some of this stuff that we've picked up out here.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm looking for a break next week.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking for a break next week.
Oh, in your job?
Yeah.
At the campus? On the campus?
No, I'll still have it, but I'm looking for a higher position and still doing the same thing, but a higher position, more money. And then one of these extra jobs that I've got, I'm going to eliminate it probably next week. See, I'm running three jobs now.
Yeah.
So I'll eliminate one of them. That put me in a better position. Well, I've got to run. I was supposed to call now on radio in about 5 minutes and let me know about a dog.
You got some nice dogs right down there in your neighborhood.
I'd like to kill them dogs.
And noise about it, don't
they? Oh, my goodness alive. I like never went to sleep down there this evening. See, I worked all night last night. I've got 3 hours sleep this evening is all I've got. With them dogs barking.
Barking. That's all they do is bark.
Yeah.
They don't bite, they just bark.
Hey, yes, that's right. Well, I'll see you in the morning.
All right.
Tell one over around 3:40 or 50, and the end of this little short visit of Cookie this late Saturday afternoon, the 12th of February, 72. Channel went over around 3:40, 3:50, and the end of the short visit was Cookie. This, he didn't even sit down, and he left his motor running. This 12th of Saturday late, the 12th of 12th of February 72.
They changed the name of Maverick.
Same as a Falcon on that different body design. See, they designed the shapes of the body, and that's about it in the name.
Can't we say? You know,
why, Miss Mary?
Our boy died, and we had to go to Tampa to the funeral. Oh, and we didn't have no way to go but to go in the truck. And I said, well, we can't go down there in the truck.
Why, Miss Mary, all of this happened and we didn't know about it?
So you just went in and...
And I got Marvin, he wanted to get me a car for Christmas and I wouldn't let him, so... We found this one and it was just what I wanted. It's automatic, it's a four-door. And they made us price, and I said, well,
you, whenever you get the spirit, you don't stand on prices.
I just love it.
You know, we got to talking with them, and they kept coming down, and they, so we just.
Oh, they did.
They got low enough that we thought we could stand.
We got lots better deal in Gainesville than they offered us at Ocala.
Ocala for even a 71. We
got 72. I was surprised.
In Gainesville.
Is that right?
Yeah, we got $200 better deal for 72 in Gainesville, and they offered us an Ocala for 71.
Well, gee whiz.
We're crazy, and I know it.
Well, I wouldn't feel that way.
Well, you all knew somebody over there?
At Gainesville?
Yeah.
I know
sure
just about all of them people
yeah,
over there. All the older people.
We bought all our Fords from them.
They got some in there that I don't know now. But
it just helps to know somebody.
If I went in there, I wouldn't do so well.
Oh, yes, you would.
I think so.
Because mm-hmm. they don't know me.
Well, it don't make a lot of difference, I don't think.
You know better, it does.
Well, we know the Peters, we know all the Peters.
Jimmy
Dagenhart. Boy, when they sold cars, you know, they'd come around and knock on your door and try to sell you cars.
Yes.
We used to give him a rough time.
Yeah.
So. We talked to him, and he's actually the one made the deal.
Yeah.
Because we've been friends to him for ever since way back in the 40s.
Oh, really?
In the 40s. Mm-hmm.
Now, what's his name?
Degenhart, Jimmy Degenhart.
I don't even know that name. That's like Balk Night. I never heard it before.
No.
Degenhart. He not come from out in here.
Uh-uh.
No, he's from, I don't know just exactly where he's from. Somewhere around Stark, I think, is where he was living when we first knowed him. Now, where his old original home, I don't know whether he's.
Yeah. A lot of nice people I've run into and heard about from up and around Stark.
We had everything on it you wanted.
Everything. Yeah. It's got a radio, and I didn't get nothing about that. All I wanted was a heater.
Well, see, that's the only one that did.
They said that it didn't have air conditioning, and I said I wouldn't give you a bicycle.
Well, she can't stand the air conditioning.
But I did want an automatic.
Better off, we wasn't going to get one that had air conditioning.
And that's the only one they had.
You didn't want power brakes.
No power brakes and power steering, so that's the only one they had that didn't have all that.
Oh, really?
And you wanted four-door.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yes. That two-door, that's not...
Well, that one was looking at, and O'Kella was a two-door.
Mm-hmm. And it was not automatic.
No, it was standard.
And they wanted more money for it.
A lot more. Yeah, $200 or $300 more.
And this is automatic?
Automatic transmission. Three speed. It's got it. You can get down in one and go through a plowed field if you want to, or you can got second that goes uphill, you know, and around to keep from sliding. And then you got your drive. Mm-hmm. So, makes it pretty nice.
I used to think the stick was more economical, but it's not.
Well, I don't know if they're not.
I think it takes a little bit more gas.
I don't think it is. I think the stick takes more gas, and I think it's harder on the motor and everything.
This one here, I don't know what makes it. I'll find out tomorrow. When it's cold, you crank it up, it idles good. Like, as soon as it warms up, it gets a real fast idle, too fast to idle. I mean, in idling, you'll be doing 15 miles an hour. Well, that's the idle's too fast on it.
Well, it's
a vacuum idle. I mean, the carburetor's fed vacuum. So I'm going to take it back in tomorrow and see if they can't do something about that.
That don't sound that serious.
Oh, and that's
a... No, it's not a serious thing, but it's just...
But it takes one of them to adjust it.
Well, I would think so, because I don't know how to adjust that vacuum deal on it, and that's what it is.
Like the fella says, when you don't know the machinery, it'll take you half a day to do
that's
what
right.
It'll take them five
that's
minutes.
Right. Or if it was a regular old carburetor where you could get out there and turn that screw and go ahead, well, that's all right.
Yeah.
But it has that on it, too, but it also has a vacuum.
I'm telling you, I have paid double for my house being fixed. Yeah. It's been raining, it's been cold, it's been windy, and I had to set up in there, and them up on top of the roof a beating and a banging, and I'm telling you, it nearby worried me crazy. And Friday, one of Fred called us Wednesday night, and she just talked just like nothing hadn't happened to me, you know, and after a while she wanted to speak to Marvin. And Marvin stood up, well, I'm sorry, Winifred, I'm sorry, And I said, well, what in the world? I thought Ed had died because he's had open heart surgery. And she was telling him all this time about Morris.
Well, now, who is that?
That was Mr. Guthrie's son.
Mr. Guthrie's son?
Mm-hmm. And Friday we went to town and we come back and I'm telling you when I walked into that kitchen. Oh, I told Marvin, I said, I'm good well to leave and never come back. But I did, I left. I bought me a coat and I had to go get Teresa to hem it for me and he cleaned up the mess.
Oh.
Oh, all the roofing and everything.
And all that, yes, my goodness.
You really had it. You had some weather.
Didn't I have some weather? And it rained one day, and it rained right down the light fixture and fuddled in the front room.
Don't tell me.
Yes, it did. And it leaked in my bedroom, and I called them. They come right on out, and they stopped it.
Well, see, they were still working on it, but they just covered it.
It was so bad, they couldn't come out that morning.
That
Oh.
But they come right on, and they fixed it.
They just finished it up.
Oh, it rained them out.
Yeah.
Well, gee whiz. Well, God, I can't believe it. All this time, and they were over there doing all this, and we didn't know about it.
I said I kept on saying.
Oh.
Why in the world don't Mr. Miles drive up?
Yeah, we've been there.
Why in the world, I said, of all the times that he's been to see me, he ain't seen this.
That yard was in one more mess.
Oh, it looked like Clune. I imagine I never seen
shame
a place.
Shame, Olson.
Oh, I bet you I picked up a gallon of nails.
Well, they were supposed to move to all of that. And that guy come and asked me, says, I told him, you know, I wanted the 10. And, well, when they opened up everything, they piled all the 10 down on the paper and everything like that. See, they just threw it up. So he says, if you'll let me have your truck, I'll load that 10 on it for you. And I said, no. I said, just leave it alone. I'll do my own loading. Whenever you get through, I'll load it and haul it out. But I want every sheet of 10 to itself. There's several different lengths up there.
We want to take the best, you know, and build us a shelter.
Building a shelter, I don't want to go into an 8-foot stack and get hunting a 10 or a 12. So.
Oh, yeah. So they had you there, didn't they?
Yeah. Because it all come off and went, you know, down on the ground.
Yeah.
So.
Y'all got to come over there and look at it.
But I still I'm glad that I done the cleaning up in place of them, because I got it like I wanted.
Yes.
And if they would have stacked, if they'd have put it on the truck, it would all went on there, maybe a 7, a 8, or a 9, or a 10, and it'd been all messed up, mixed up.
Upside down.
Yeah.
Yes. With the nails in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, smart little housekeeping to getting a bunch of tin straight.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
And you got a lot of it.
Quite a bit.
You got all of it?
Oh, said some of it. Some of it I hold to the dump. Not much, a little bit. And not over half a dozen sheets at the most.
Yeah.
It's thin, more thin, ripped or something. No, you know, it was something we couldn't use. But I can get a lot of shelters out of what we've got now.
Yes. Yeah. I just want to see them shelters going up now.
I do.
I need them. Boy, I need them bad. Equipment sitting all out in the rain and the sun and everything.
Hmm.
Yeah. Well, it don't take much. You
no,
look at those things there.
Yeah, I know it.
And the tin was the only thing about it cost. The posts. The poles don't cost much. They don't add up fast.
Not too bad.
It's that tin that costs. And that old tin you got just as good as brand new, as far as that's concerned.
Well, most of it is. It's going to have to be some holes, nail holes and things stopped to me.
Yeah.
That won't be too hard to do.
Yes, sir.
And you got a green roof.
Mm-hmm. And my pink tree.
in full bloom right there. And I said to Marvin today, I said, look at there. I said, don't that pink and that green just match?
We had a choice on the roof, getting a white or a green, but I didn't like the white too much.
Oh, no, I like it.
Miss Miles, have you got to fix y'all some supper?
No.
If you do, go ahead, because we just ate and I didn't even wash the dishes.
We have anything worth eating?
Oh, we had some steak and some buns and fried potatoes.
Sounds good. Sounds good.
And I guess you could chew your steak.
Oh, yeah. I had no trouble with my teeth.
No, not on that meat you had. Where'd you get it?
Down that Macintosh.
Sounded big.
I got two of the cutest dogs you've ever seen. I want you to see my puppies.
Well, God, I can't stand this. She just got everything.
They got that great big old feet.
Yeah.
They just darling.
German Shepherd.
They're going to be big dogs.
You got two of them.
Mm-hmm. I got a girl dog and a boy dog, but I'm going to, when my girl gets old enough, I'm going to have her operate on
them. Yeah, anybody,
that's my yard dogs.
Anybody raising dogs, I learned a long time ago.
The yard.
You get a pair and raise them together, and they work together.
Oh, really?
And they work better than just one.
We decided we weren't going to have no dog. I told Marvin after Black Boy died, I said, that's it. We ain't going to have none. But people begged me so hard to get me a dog. Mrs. Geiger kept on after me when she was here. She says, it's worth every penny you put in.
A yard dog.
Mm-hmm.
A little bark.
No,
right now, they're little.
Oh, well, they?
Yeah, they're little, but they'll bark.
They got
tight.
The biggest old feet, and the female is just a darling.
They fight one another.
They act just like two little young
kids. Can't hurt one another. They're just like two kids, you know, they'll get down, they'll fight for 1 minute, and the next minute they're playing.
Well, if you can just keep them barking so they don't make friends too quick.
Oh, they're friendly. Boy, they're natural friendly to any and everybody.
Yeah.
But they'll grow out of that, I think.
I don't know.
Well, I'm going to make friends with them so that they won't bite me when I come over.
They ain't out to bite you.
Oh, they're just the tiniest. They're just little puppies. They're about 6-7 weeks old.
Well, you going to keep them indoors?
No, sir.
They're strictly in the yard, though.
They've never been in
the
house.
Oh, that's what you said.
Mm-hmm.
They've never been in the
I
house.
I keep them shut up out there in Marvin's trailer. I had to put them out there in the trailer while they keep them from getting killed when the men was working.
So it does, yeah.
And they sleep out there. We got a great big gob of hay in there for them. They're not going to be no house dog.
They'll be on their own.
And one of them was the cutest thing. He come, I was out raking yards, you know, and picking up nails, and the little female, she just a great big ball of hair. And she come to me, and she was chunking an egg. And she'd go pick it up.
Oh, she'd been out there where I was with that tin. I don't know where she got that egg.
If she'd have broke it, she'd have sure ate it, and then she'd have been ruined.
Been ruined.
But she just throwing it down, and then she'd go pick it up and throw it.
Found one
out
there in that hay somewhere, I guess.
Well, what do you know?
And Cindy's, she's boss of them. She thinks, I'm going out there, and I'm going to tell them what to do and what not to do. And she goes out there, and she don't fight them. She just gets on them, you know, and she tells them what she wants to do, and she goes right on back about her business. She thinks they ought to mind her.
Yeah. They don't pay her any big amount of attention.
No.
I never had anybody as full of new things as they are, guys.
No.
And the next time you see us, we might not have nothing at all.
Sir, sheriff moved it after you.
The sheriff? No, the finance bill.
Finance bill.
But if they mess up with me, I'll fix them. I'll send them that letter.
Well, that'll keep them away. One thing out of whip of that.
Wasn't anything that matched.
On the house.
It was, when that house
built
was
sections,
built, actually. It was just built. There wasn't anything measured. And they done the best they could.
It was, I think when that house was built, it was just somebody standing in his sight, you know.
Well, sure, people used to didn't survey and measure land like they do now.
Oh, all that trouble. Much land as it was, why?
But you know, I was talking to a guy the other day, that same guy called and went out to where I was at work, you know, and
mm-hmm.
was talking to him. And he said they still didn't in Georgia, that they had certain trees with boundaries,
yeah.
And that was it.
Yeah.
And that tree was just a landmark, and you couldn't cut it.
Yeah.
It just had to be there.
Yeah. That's what they for people to go through. Mm-hmm.
Have I seen you all since I got my property surveyed? I mean, abstracted?
No.
That is a history.
Yeah, here's one more. You got a catalog on that thing.
Oh, really?
That is a scissor of a catalog, and
yes,
it's a history. The the Indians used to own all this territory.
Yeah, is that in it?
Do it.
Is that in it?
That's
yeah.
in it, from the beginning to the last person that ever owned it. The Indians, they were here. Well, it don't say that they was run off or anything, but they left. And then the Cubans come and got it.
Oh, they're in it too.
The Cubans own it. And then the Cubans, they sold it to
Spain.
And it just goes on down from one. Hoy Hammond, you know, that we talked about, that used to. He used to own that place.
Yeah, he owned it at one time. I didn't know that, but he did.
His stepmother
yeah,
is really the one.
Yeah.
Well, his dad.
But
his
and
daddy
he had
owned
a part of it, you know. Hoy Hammond and Lonnie Hammond, his brother, and Elizabeth Hammond. And all it just goes on down and tells about how many times it was mortgaged and what it was mortgaged for. And It's real interesting to read it.
Why, it would be interesting to read
sure
it.
Is.
Especially if you knew some of them, not like Hoy Hammond. Yes.
Is this a dental place?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, we get that out and start reading on it.
Yeah.
I'd like to read a little on it, too.
That would sure be interesting.
Yeah. Well, now, yes. Well, who owned it for Dunham?
I think the man's name was Hall. I'm not for sure.
You didn't.
But there was a Denham that owned it, before the Dillons at McNulty got it, and I don't think that they was any relations.
Oh, really?
It's been two sets of Dillons that owned it, but I don't believe that they was any relations.
Well,
and it was over 600 acres. And Mrs. Elizabeth Hayman, that was Hoyt's stepmother, sold it for $10 an acre.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just, it's just interesting. I just get a kick out of sitting down reading it, you know.
Yeah.
Things that's way back yonder.
Yeah. Oh, yes. But let me tell you, that $10 was hard to get.
Yeah, back in them times, I imagine that
was hard
worth
to get. I can
500
remember that far back. I remember my granddaddy. He died in 1917, before we got into the war. And we used to say, the way money changed, wouldn't it be awful if he's living now? And just to see what the dollar is worth now.
Dollars is not worth anything.
Because when he died, I can see them big old dollars right now. They was worth something.
Well, you know, the dollars then was larger than they are now in the first place. There's more paper in them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the dollar bill. That's right.
Yes,
Well, I told Suzanne I was going to come over and beat you up.
Well, I tell you.
And she said she thought it was a pretty good idea.
Well, I'll tell you, he's been so hard to live with, I almost called you to tell you wouldn't you take him off my hands.
You know?
Well, why, he didn't give you a rough time.
Yeah.
I'll
tell you, it's been awful.
Down there, and I fall around. I fall all the time. But I fell on the wrong thing. I fell right there on the edge of that dad-burned old feed trough. And it got me. I couldn't breathe for 5 minutes. And that day, I couldn't hardly make it.
Have you been to the doctor?
Yes. I had to go anyhow to have some stitches taken out. You went to the doctor yourself. Shirley said.
When was that?
I don't know. I haven't seen her. I talked to her on the phone. She's been laid up ever since you all was over here.
We've called you several times.
Yes, I've called over to her.
I went to Dr. Daly and I got... he called them lesions, cut off of my face, and something off of my breast. And I haven't been back to Dr. Gibney, and you know something happened Saturday evening, coming home. My side, I thought, was going to kill me. It hurt me so bad. And when I got home, I told Marvin, I said, Marvin, my side is just killing me. And I said, I want you to look and see if you see any sign. And it was red as fire.
Broke out, looked like she had the measles.
And it had the hottest fever.
It did. It was
in my side. And he said, don't you reckon we better try to get in touch with Dr. Gibney tomorrow? And I said, well, we'll wait and see what tomorrow brings on. Well, Sunday, I felt a little better.
Oh, that was on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday evening coming home.
I always have something on the weekend.
Well, that's the way it is for me. And so, in the mornings, I just can't go. I just can't hardly get up and get started. But if I get up and get started and get stirring around, well, it passes over. So it must be just arthritis.
In your side?
In my side and in my back. My back hurts me at night. I have to get up so early in the morning sometimes.
Yeah.
My back gets stiff and sore.
You have to get up and limber it up?
I do.
I do too.
And it's just almost impossible for me to reach down and pick up anything, but I make myself do it.
Yeah.
And I just keep on stirring, you know, and after a while I can get to going.
Yeah. Well, now, when was it you went to Dr. Bailey or those things?
About 2 weeks ago.
Is today, tomorrow Tuesday, a week, mm-hmm. week ago.
2 weeks ago Tuesday, is that you say?
Uh-uh.
A week ago.
A week ago.
Tomorrow.
Well, when did you have the stitches taken out?
That's a week ago.
The stitches?
Oh, I didn't have no stitches.
You didn't?
Mm-mm.
No, it was just little things that was on her face.
He called them lesions.
Yeah.
Looked like a little mole.
Yeah.
You know, sticking up there for like a minute.
Well, I had this little thing, a gruesome thing. It wouldn't go away. And I finally went in there and he took it off, but he put in several beautiful stitches. Oh,
three.
He really did.
Three.
When I went back to get the stitches out, that's the day the rib busted.
Who did you go to?
That was Dr. That nice fella. What is his name? His son. Say what doctor did my work.
Babers.
Dr. Babers.
He's a clown.
He is.
Is he?
Oh, he's a clown.
You know, I knowed him when he was a little boy playing on the streets.
Oh, did you?
You know, I never will forget that. There was two of them, two boys. And right where that Salvation Army store is, his daddy run a seed store. Mr. Babers. He was a fine man.
His daddy.
And James was a baby, and I was in town with him, and we had old Model T, and the weather was hot. And James was crying for water. And them two little boys, baby boys, was out there on the street, and they went and got him some water and gave him. They say he's a fine man. And they say he's very religious. I don't know. I haven't seen him since he growed up.
I'll tell you one thing. He really puts his mind onto it, and he don't charge near as much as some of them.
I've heard a lot of people say that when he went to operate on a patient, that he went to prayer before he did it.
Is that nice?
That's what I've heard. I wouldn't even know what he looked like.
Well, he's sort of red like an onion now. Them fellas never do look much, you know. They're nice.
But his daddy was a fine man. I thought lots of his daddy. He just always seemed like he was a good, quiet, easygoing man.
Yeah.
And he run a seed store right there on the corner where the Salvation Army store is.
You big kill goes there.
Well, that's what he done. He run it.
It was his Kilgore's. He run the Kilgore place. Oh. Well, now I know that old Kilgore stand.
Well, that's where he was at that time.
Yes. I've been back there. That's back of Bear.
That's right.
Yes. You know, I used to go there. I liked it when he was there. Since they moved it, I don't have much any reason to go.
Oh, no, well, you know, there's been lots of ways. No.
They don't have a Kilgore store in Gainesville.
Oh, they took that out?
Mm-hmm.
And they moved it to Lockville.
I'm afraid that we're hindering you all.
No,
well, you are not hindering anybody.
You know, they moved out there across
13th.
So
nice
to have
you over here.
Yeah.
And they closed that up, and now they went to Lockville.
Well, let me tell you, the second day I had it, it's all right.
Why didn't you come over there and tell us?
Well, I just kept thinking that he'd be all right. He'd carry a hot pad around with. That's why we hadn't been anywhere.
That in the rain.
And, you know, and it it just hurt him to breathe.
And then it got, the next day, it got worse, and it just kept getting worse. Now, today, I've been up at the office all day, and I haven't sowed any hay around. I think that's what does it.
But, you know, I can't throw hay. Just as sure as I go in the morning and throw out hay, I have trouble.
Well, now, it won't do for me to get like that, Marvin.
No, that's what I was thinking.
Well, that's just it. And I think as long as he, you know, does it, he's going
to
have trouble.
You know, I really believe that I'm allergic to it.
Yeah.
I do. I believe that I am allergic to it. Because if I mess with it very much, I just have to go to the hospital. I just get bad off.
And you've done it all your life?
No, all my life. But I believe it's something or another about that. Well, Jimmy Daly said, and they said, they decided that it was something that I was allergic to.
Oh.
Well, that's new, a new way.
But why I've come my side to act up on me like it did Saturday, I don't know. But I'm telling you, I was the reddest of cups. And Marvin said, look like, well, we had so much company yesterday, and Suzanne called me. And I couldn't talk to her like I wanted to. She told me about Mr. Miles getting hurt. And then we come over today. And we couldn't find nobody. And then I went back home and I called Suzanne. Suzanne talked like she didn't know nothing about where y'all was at or anything. And I told Marvin, I said, they must be out there. They must have been gone. So we come back and y'all was gone. And we stopped and I asked that, you know, I believe Daisy's just losing her mind.
Oh?
I sure do. She talked funny to me.
Daisy?
I believe that Daisy's off her rocker.
Well, that'd be awful, wouldn't it? Well, she's living there by herself, you know.
We're sitting at Daisy's when y'all come in.
Oh, was you?
I went in, I told Marvin, I said, they're not hearing us. Asked Daisy. Well, Daisy acted like, well, what in the world are you talking about? I don't know nothing about them people. Didn't I tell you that Daisy was off her rock?
Oh, you see her every day.
Well, now, she didn't go to work Saturday.
Yeah.
She did act sort of, yes, sir.
Yeah.
She acted sort of funny. I said, Daisy, you didn't go to work. She said, no, she thought it was going to rain. Didn't look like rain.
That's right, Faye.
It didn't look like rain.
It's not Saturday.
It didn't sound like her. I'm just going to get some of this now.
No, that really was strange. Now that I think of it.
And she just acted so funny. And she just acted like she didn't know nothing about you. She didn't even know. I said, well, I heard that Mr. Miles fell and got hurt. You did? I said, you haven't seen? No, I haven't seen anything of him.
Well, I saw her Saturday. Is it a Monday? I saw her Saturday, just, you know, briefly. She knew Guy fell.
I told her about Suzanne, and she said, hey, Dave, well, I declare.
She forgot. But now that's funny about, you know, she just sitting there. She didn't go to work, and she always goes to work on Saturday.
And I told Marvin when I went to the car, I said, something wrong with Daisy. Daisy's gone. She's off of her rocket.
This is Channel 1, over, around 800, 900, and I cut it off. I cut the tape off and turned it over. I couldn't keep coming back in here, you see, for this little bit of tape. And I thought a full hour on the next side would do me. Channel 2, whatever it is, Channel 2, right. I thought that would do me, but it didn't. And the end of the visit with Marvin and continuation, this is the end then, around 900 on, 900 on, Channel, Channel 1 over, Channel 1 over, and a continuation of the visit with Marvin and Ms. Guthrie this Tuesday at supper time, the 14th of February, 72. Channel 1 over, Channel 1 over, around 800, 900, and the continuation of the visit with Marvin and Ms. Guthrie this Monday at supper time, the 14th of February, 72.